Day 251, or September the 8th. I mean it most sincerely. Our thoughts today are rooted in Amos chapter 5, verse 23. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Being a preacher, Amos has a lot to say to the people of Israel and Judah. But he has the most to say to Israel in the north, to whom he preaches three sermons. A common theme in each of them is that Israel deserves any judgment God places over them. They are far from innocent and have a history of constantly kicking against their God. After the ministry of Amos, there will be at least 30 more years before the Assyrians invade from the north and scatter the northern tribes. God really is a God who wants us to change. And now, our action step for today. I know a church where they have two evening services. The first is the one I prefer because it concentrates more on the Word, with a tasteful mix of hymns and modern songs. The second service is the one that has some great contemporary music and attracts folk who are on the edge of the church. All the lights are dimmed for it, and the sermon tends to be shorter and punchier. I was warned not to attend because the music would be too loud for me. I reminded the giver of this advice that he was speaking to someone who grew up with the Rolling Stones, The Who, and Status Quo. There is a great variety of music in today's church, but throughout history, music has been a great source of division. Our text today seems to say that God hates our music, but the truth is that he loves our worship. Sadly, the two are often confused with each other. God warns us that he wants us to mean what we sing and make a joyful noise. It has nothing to do with the volume or beat, but everything to do with sincerity. Be sure your musical worship pleases God in the weeks to come.